Luke chapter 6. This is Thanksgiving week, and we will talk about the subject of Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving that God expects of His creatures, present in some, absent in others. Let me ask you a question. In the Gospels, how many people are recorded as giving God thanks? I want to read every account of those in the Gospels that give God thanks. How long would it take me to read them to you? Maybe 2 minutes. There are only two. There are only two. One, false, as we'll see, but looking up every reference of anybody that ever gave God thanks apart from our Savior, only two. And they are in the Gospel of Luke. But we're talking today about those who do give God thanks and those who do not give God thanks. So, let's read first of all in Luke chapter 6, because this is a similar passage to what I read you in past weeks. Do you remember how God, in His goodness, sent rain and sunshine on the just and unjust and on the evil and on the good? Well, let's look in Luke chapter 6 and see how it reads here. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies and do them good and lend, never despairing. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be sons of the Most High, for He is kind toward the unthankful and evil. There it is. So understand that the goodness of God is constantly and prolifically bestowed upon His creatures, but whether they ever give Him thanks or not, it says, He is kind toward the unthankful. Now, I will read one portion also in chapter 18. Turn to chapter 18. Negatively, first of all, because here is a man that is giving God thanks, and it is absolutely worthless. So, listen to this. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake also this parable unto certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and set all others at naught. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee. Did I not tell you? Here is a man that is thanking God. And look at verse 14. I say unto you, this man, the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. And so the man that gave God thanks came into the temple unjustified. He gave God thanks, and he went out of the temple unjustified. That, I've read you two accounts of thankfulness and unthankfulness, and yet the very one who gives thanks, it's not acceptable to God. The same thing happened. The first two children born to our parents, Cain, who was of the evil one, he gave to God, it was worthless. And this man is thanking God, and his thanksgiving is worthless. Now let's look at chapter 10. Look at Luke chapter 10. Because this is what is so amazing, and this shall be the bulk of the references we're going to consider about thanksgiving. Verse 21. In that same hour, the Lord Jesus, rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You realize that the references to our Savior and his thanks to his Father all combined are more than all the others found in the Gospel. So listen to it again, verse 21. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and prudent, and didst reveal them unto babes, yea, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in thy sight. Now, one more I will read to you in John chapter 11. John 11, and then I want to read you one reference in Romans, but in John chapter 11. Look at verse 41. Our Savior is at the grave of Lazarus, and he's about to perform a miracle. So look at verse 41. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. Notice those beautiful words. Father, I thank thee. Now, turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, for another negative reference. And then, we'll seek to put these things together. Romans chapter 1. Verse 20. For the invisible things of God, since the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Please notice that when God reveals himself to man, if there is ingratitude, it says their senseless hearts were darkened. Let us speak to God again in prayer. My Father, let us know how many inventions, many imaginations of men are detrimental to us, and yet our God, on different occasions, man comes up with something that we can do, whether or not we do it to the same degree and for the same purpose of their doing it. Not our God, let us know that man celebrates Christmas, and we are thankful of the birth of Christ, and we are glad that man also celebrates Thanksgiving, a time to thank God. Let us know if men would speak of it that way now. But we are glad that these holidays are those, however perverted, however contaminated they might be with the flesh of man. We are thankful, our Father, that we do remember the birth of Christ. We are thankful that we do remember the goodness of God. And so, would you speak to our hearts today about Thanksgiving? That would tell us the blessings for those who are thankful. And that would tell us, O God, the consequences of those who are unthankful. So, our God, as we read so often in thy word, be ye thankful, and let that be true of us. Prepare every heart, may their hearts be molded by thy Spirit to receive the truth, and empower the lips of him who speaks. And we confess our sins Be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse as you have promised. And this hour, glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Basically in the New Testament, because the subject is so vast, I can only tell you a little bit about the New Testament. There are two words that are translated thanksgiving, and they are the words charis and the word eulegomai. These two words really are translated at other places because they are very similar. Homologeo, you see, all these words with its compounds, and the word charis with its compounds, and the word homologeo, meaning to bless. But these two words, they have to do with the grace of God. The word charis is, for by grace are ye saved through faith. That word is also translated thanks. Thanksgiving. Why? Because when favor is shown, and a person acknowledges that favor, then it is translated thanks. And at the same time, the word homologeo, and it has so many combinations, this word means confession to God. There is something that God has done for us, and we make confession to God as to his goodness. And the words are so varied. I've mentioned the two basic words, the word charis, and also the word homologeo, but then they put on what you call prepositions, and they intensify the word, and they also give it a various shade of meaning, and in that sense, there are ever so many words in the New Testament that are translated to thank, to give thanksgiving, to be thankful, all of those things, and yet, what is so remarkable, with all of the references in the New Testament about being thankful, during our Lord's stay on earth, we only read about two who ever audibly gave thanks during his entire stay on earth. Isn't that a remarkable thing? How can this be? Now, others may have expressed things in a various way, but as for the actual expression of giving thanks unto God, only two. And one of them was a woman, and one of them was a man. I can only tell you a little bit about one of them, because just as the two occasions that the world has chosen to celebrate that we can say yes, we should thank God and we should remember the birth of Christ, Hannah is one who gives God thanks, and the leper is the other who gives God thanks. But other than those two, and that man I read you about, which, while thanking God, it's not thanksgiving at all, not acceptable to God, while this is true, our Savior abundantly, constantly gives God thanks, and so this is the contrast. Of all who would be exempt from thanking God for anything, it would be Christ, and yet he thanks God the most. And of all of us unworthy creatures who should give God thanks, why, we're the ones who acknowledge thanks to God the least. How could such a thing be? It just shows the nature of man. Now, I must tell you something, and it must be grasped, that whenever the Lord Jesus gives God thanks, that is our Savior manifesting his humanity. Our Savior is one who is incomprehensible. Why? Just as the Savior said, no man knoweth the Son save the Father. Only the Father can understand the Lord Jesus in his fullness. Who can understand God, Father, Son, and Spirit? Well, when God was manifest in the flesh, he is both fully God and fully man, and yet at times he does things as if he were only a man, And at times he does things as if he were only God, but he's God manifest in the flesh. We cannot divide. But whenever you find the Lord Jesus thanking, and whenever you find the Lord Jesus worshiping, and whenever you find the Lord Jesus singing, it is our Savior in his humanity, and that is beautiful. That our Savior, having been formed in the womb by the Spirit of God, when he comes forth, he is one whose praise of his Father is continually upon his heart. Here are men whose heart should constantly, incessantly praise God and thank God for his continual goodness that they do not deserve. And here is one who deserves every favor the Father bestowed upon him. And therefore, since he deserved it, why should he thank the Father? But he is the one who is most thankful. And so it is a rebuke to us, we who are ungrateful. So what I will do before I tell you about Christ, the thankful one, I want to tell you about others whose lives are devoid of thanksgiving. And I hope that yours is not one of them. Concerning mankind, at one time, they were thankful. You find in Earth's history always some, at times many, at other times a precious few, who give God thanks. At one time, it was reduced to Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives. In the whole world, they were the only ones that God said are worthy of preserving. And in like manner, in the world, there was a time when men knew God. And in the world, there was a time when men began to call upon the name of the Lord. But then, mankind is described this way. Knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. That's what happens. There are some who do not know God, in the sense that these did, but these are cognizant of God. They know who he is. They know what he deserves. They know his worthiness. And they do not give him thanks. The outcome inevitably is this. It says their senseless hearts were darkened. And so God help us. When we fail to comprehend the goodness of God, and render thanks to him for his goodness. Because I read to you that God is good to the unthankful as well as those who do thank him. So what if God were only good to the ones who thanked him? Tell me, what if God were only good to you for every recognition of what he did for you that you thanked him for? You say, I'm afraid that some of these things I take for granted. Yes. And so the first one I'm going to tell you about is a man who, because he was so overjoyed with the goodness of God toward him, that he forgot to thank God for his goodness. He comes from the Old Testament. You remember that Joseph was in prison, and there was a butler, and there was a baker, and they both had dreams. And they said, we're troubled with these dreams. We want to know what these dreams mean. And Joseph said, does not the interpretation of dreams belong unto God? You tell me your dreams. I'll tell you what they mean. So we're only going to consider one. And so the butler came and told him about the dream that he had. And the butler and the baker were in prison also. Pharaoh has cast them into prison. And so the butler is telling about the dream that he saw a vine blossomed, and then he took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup and gave them to Pharaoh. And Joseph said, the meaning of that is this. You're going to be out of jail within 3 days, and you will stand before your master, and you will give the cup into his hand. And Joseph added this. He said, but now, when you experience all of this good that I've told you about, he said, I want you to remember me. I want you to show me kindness. and I want you to make mention of my name. 3 days later, the butler is released from prison, and everything that Joseph told him in interpreting his dream came to pass, and he had the butler completely forgot about Joseph. You say, well, how do you know that he was overjoyed with his goodness? Because later on, finally, when he did show his appreciation to Joseph, he said to Pharaoh, he said, today I remember my faults. That's why. He faulted himself. He understood that he had neglected to show kindness and give thanks and be grateful to the man that had told him that he was going to be delivered from prison. And he forgot it for some 2 years. Isn't that terrible? And so somebody is going to do something for you, and they forget you for 2 years. But finally, this man, who had been overjoyed that he who thought he would be put to death had been elevated, and once again he's standing in the presence of Pharaoh, giving him his cup. And so some of us are not unaware of the goodness of God. We are not grateful of the goodness of God, but we are so enjoying all the things that he's done for us, we do not interrupt our lives to formally, to decidedly give thanks to God. But yet, those who do not give God thanks, and those who forget to give God thanks, what is the difference? You say, well, in one sense, there's no difference. In both instances, God received no thanks. And for that reason, I shall bring to your attention the same fault in the psalmist that was found in the butler who did not remember Joseph, who did not show him kindness, who did not make mention of his name for 2 years. Listen to what Psalm 103 says. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So often this psalm is read as one who is blessing God, but the man is not blessing God. The man is warning himself not to forget to bless God. Listen again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And then he starts remembering the benefits of God, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who filleth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Satisfies him, gives him everything. And finally, in fear that he will forget all that God has done to them, he says, bless the Lord. And then, forget not all his benefits. And he starts remembering them one by one. And that is a good example. To chide your soul for your negligence in forgetting how much God does for you, and for how few of those things we express gratitude and thanksgiving to God. And some of us, we say, why, God is good. He's supposed to do these things. I just take them, and there's so many, I can't thank God for everything. It's like, in everything give thanks. We have to continually give God thanks. And I may bring some portions to you from the Old Testament. It says that men were ordained to give God thanks continually. And God said, there's one thing you priests are going to do when we have this tabernacle built. There is going to be the continual burnt offering. We are to praise God night and day. Forget not all his benefits. So, here is this butler. Thank God he remembered after 2 years. And his ingratitude to Joseph, in the hands of God, turned out a good thing. But understand that when we do fail to give God thanks, that God is aware of it. And that God does not overlook it, but while he continues to bestow good upon us, he ceases illumining our hearts And a darkness envelops us, and our whole lives are those of stumbling through life without any goal, without any purpose, without any understanding. And that's what happens. Because it says that some men, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful. And what was the outcome? Their senseless hearts were darkened. And then when they knew God, and they knew they should have given Him thanks, but did not, then the next time, then they are darkened, they do not even think of God. No thanks is going to come forth in their hearts. Beware of departure from God. Beware of unthankfulness. Now, this is what happens next. There is a different kind of those who are unthankful because of what they are by nature. You parents who have children, there are some of them that even though they are sinful in nature, one child is different from another. Children are different from another. I'm always playing with children, giving things to children, and some of them are appreciative, and some of them are not appreciative. And that is such a sad thing. I remember at times little children coming, and you give them some slight token, and they're so happy, and they say, "Thank you, Uncle John," and they will give you a hug around the neck. And others, you give it to them, and they start to run off, and then I hope you'll say, "Wait a minute, what are you supposed to say? Thank you." You see, you have to teach them that. You say, why? Because Christians have to be taught that. If you read through the Gospels, you read again and again, "Be ye thankful." Why do you think it says that? Because there is a tendency on the part of even the children of God to be unthankful. And so God says, be thankful. God says, forget not all my benefits. And so some little children are so thankful that they immediately show gratitude, and others, they are just not that way by nature. And you have to tell them, what do you say? I remember recently when I was in the mountains, there was this little boy. He was about 4 years old, and he wouldn't say anything to people. And so I wanted to do something for him. And so I went up and gave him a piece of candy. And he took it and smiled, and he never said anything. I found out later that he gave that piece of candy to another person. I said, isn't that remarkable? And so the next time he came up and stood before me, just looking, and so I gave him a dollar bill. And so at the next meeting, when I came back, the little boy came and was holding that dollar bill with a smile on his face. What do you think he was saying? He was saying, thank you see? And then he stuck it in his pocket and went his way. And that meant so much just for the child to acknowledge that you had done something for him. And then his brothers and sisters had wished they had been thankful as well. But he was this little child, and by nature, he was shy and quiet, but he manifested his gratitude. He came and formally displayed it. If it pleased me, what do you think God thinks of his children when they manifest gratitude? And what do you think it means to God when his children have blessings bestowed upon them, and they fail to say, thank you, Father? What would you say to your children? Why, or what should God say to his children? And so there are some who by nature are ungrateful. They're unthankful. There is no gratitude. You say, how is that? There are some who all are sinners still have different dispositions. And some have to work on it more than others. Do you realize, and this is something I was teaching young men recently, I said, now tell me about the human heart. They said, the human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I said, that's true. But did you know that also there are good hearts in sinners? Good hearts in sinners, yes. In Luke chapter 8, there are sinners that are receiving the gospel. And it says some hearts are good and honest hearts. And when the seed goes into that heart, it brings forth fruit abundantly. Do you realize that among sinners, there are some that are straightforward, that will deal with truth in an honest way, that are thankful, and some are unthankful? And so that is the way it is. And so if you have a tendency to be unthankful, then read Psalm 103 every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. That is what God would have us to do. Because some are that way. They by nature are ungrateful. And some will never change. Some of these evil, unsaved ones are unthankful. And they're never going to be thankful. Let me tell you the example of that man. His name is Nabal. And I wonder about his parents, if they gave him the name. The word Nabal means fool. And so think everybody calling him, hey fool, come here, I want to talk to you. That's his name. And one that was closest to him said, Nabal is his name and folly is with him. And to show you consummate ingratitude, David with 600 of his men were in his territory. And Nabal, who was a wealthy man, had thousands of sheep and goats. He was a wealthy man. And when David was with them in the wilderness, his men never took anything, never harmed his shepherds, never took his sheep. He protected Nabal and his possessions. And then after a while, David said to his young men, now go and say to Nabal, give him my respects, and tell him what we've done, how we protected his sheep, and if he would, whatever came to hand, let him give us something. And so David's men came and told all that the soldiers of David had done for Nabal. And when Nabal heard it, he said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? He said, there are many servants nowadays that are run away from their masters. Should I take my food, my water, my bread, and give it unto him and to these men that I know nothing about? And then he dismissed them. And the men went back and told David. And David said, gird every man his sword on his side. There'll not be left one of that man's offspring at the end of the day. But thank God he had a wise wife, and I cannot tell you about that, but she intervened, and she delivered him for a while anyway. So think of that. Here was this man who did not realize that he had 600 men guarding his protection, and he wouldn't give them anything. He didn't even make excuses saying, well, look, I need all my sheep. He just dismissed him that way. And so there are some who by nature are that way, and sad to say, I've been with Christians, and I've been so ashamed of them when I've been around them. Those stingy, ungrateful, greedy individuals. But the Bible tells us that we're not to be that way. We're to be thankful, and in turn, we are to return thanks unto God. Now, there are those that are worse than even Nabal. There are some, and the book of Job tells us about them. There are some, and this is what they say to God. They say to God, depart from us. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what is the prophet that we should pray unto him? Do you realize that that is the attitude of the heart of many of God's creatures in this world? Because God says, he is good to the thankful and the unthankful. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain upon the just and the unjust. And even though they are unthankful, God still bestows his goodnesses upon them. And if they are ungrateful, their senseless heart is darkened. And finally, if anyone were to bring to their attention their ingratitude, they say, God, get out of our lives. Depart from us. We desire not to know your ways, the things that you want carried on. And that is what the world is saying. And I mentioned this the other night, that some rejoiced at the elections because they said, we now have a man in the White House that is like we are. God deliver us. But that is their attitude. They say to God, depart from us. We desire not thy ways, the things that you do. And sad to say that in America, there are some who want nothing to do with God. They do not want to know about God's ways. They do not want to be told what is right and wrong. And to tell them, don't you give God thanks? Give God thanks. I want him out of my life. There's no prophet that I should pray to him. There's no prophet that I should serve him. And so, little wonder that their senseless hearts are going to be darkened. And little wonder what is going to happen to our nation unless we, as light of the world and salt, do our work in preserving and preventing the wrath of God falling upon a nation that deserves his judgment. So here are some that give God no thanks at all. And this is what is so humorous. Finally, I'm able to give you an example. Think now. Here is a man who goes into the temple. And this man stands and he prays. And he says, God, I thank thee. And God says, it is absolutely worthless. It is empty thanksgiving. Do you realize that there are some in Goldsboro this day that are having thanksgiving services just as we are, and they're thanking God? And then if you ask them, well, have you thanked God for his unspeakable gift, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? They would say, we do not want to hear about the blood of Christ. We're glad to hear about the example that Jesus lived before men, but we're not going to give God thanks for the blood of Christ. And so they're thanking God. And the thanks that they give to God is emptiness. And some of them are thanking God for the morality that they have. Thank God for all morality. I would rather have a man that is moral and will do me no harm than a man that is violent. But listen, he said, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men. He said, I'm not an extortioner. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not like this publican. Thank God for all sinners that are that way. I give tithes of all that I possess. I fast twice in the week. And so it says God isn't even listening to that man. Why? Because he's not saved. It said he went home unjustified. And so some people come to church unjustified and they thank God. And God isn't listening to them for a moment. And then they go home the way they came into church. But look, I went into church. I praised God. I thanked God. God says, and you go home just as you came. You must be born again. And so, the lovely thing is this, that one who is the example that thrills our hearts is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there was nothing that his father ever did for him or gave to him for which he did not give thanks, good or bad. And our Savior says this, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus, our Savior, the thankful one. Time is gone. Let us pray. Our Father, first we would confess our sins, even us who do give thee thanks. We are aware that we can never thank thee fully. We can never show thee how much we fully owe. So forgive that. But at least, our God, receive our thanks, for you're telling us that we are sinners, and we accepted that, and that you gave your Son to be our Savior. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your unspeakable gift, our Savior. And then, Father, for every material blessing, for every physical blessing, we give thee thanks. So deliver us from ever being among those that, knowing God, glorifying thee not as God, and being unthankful. This day, at least here, Father, with sincere hearts, we give thee thanks. Receive that thanks and dismiss us with thy blessing, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.